Joined in the studio by Duncan Neal, who is our landlord of the week. He runs Just Beer, which is a micro pub selling only real ales in Newark. I'm just thinking to myself, Duncan, actually, the two of you should get together. I can imagine no finer way to spend an afternoon than painting a watercolour, sipping a real ale.
Sounds good to me. We've almost got the perfect location, actually, because we're about 25 yards from the town lock at Newark. So perfect. I want to sit there painting the narrowboats as they come through the lock in the shadow of the castle with a pint in your hand.
It's like suddenly the symbiosis between all the guests that we've had on the show this afternoon. So we're talking to the lock keeper earlier on. Brilliant.
All things lead to real ale.
You find that, don't you? Your regulars who come in, what kind of people are they? I imagine real ale drinkers, the image of them has changed very much, hasn't it?
It has.
From sort of woolly knits to real characters.
Yeah, we get quite a wide range of clientele mix, actually, from students, especially at the violin school in Newark. A lot of French and even got Icelandic people that come in that try the delights of the English pub and English ale, right through to retired people and everyone in between. Quite a nice mix percentage wise of females, which is something that's grown over the last
two
or three years. There's a lot more females now are getting into real ale. So it's a nice mix, and like I say, the whole pub revolves around the fact that conversation is king. We don't have any distractions such as jukeboxes, TVs, fruit machines, etc. So it's all about interacting with people. Because it's small, you can't help but get involved in people's conversations, and that's what naturally happens. So, like I say, some interesting subject matter turns up from time to time, but it's what makes pubs the way they used to be at the end of the day.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's what was very much being missed by the kind of soulless city centre pubs that you go to.
Yes, everyone sat there on the phones texting each other. We're losing the art of conversation.
Yeah. You mentioned the Newark Beer Festival, which is coming soon. How does that go? How does that go down?
Goes down very well. The Winter Beer Festival, because Newark actually holds two beer festivals, one at the end of January and then the main one, which is in at the end of May of each year. But last year's Winter Beer Festival was extremely successful, to the point that it actually ran out of beer 5 hours before it was due to shut.
Did it?
It did indeed. It was drank dry. The attendance doubled from the previous year. We don't know why. We just like to think that, you know, we try our best in Newark. We're very well supported on real ale. We've got a nice market town, historic town. So perhaps it was a combination of those things. But it was very successful last year. But unfortunately, due for circumstances to do with ongoing maintenance work at the town hall, the beer festival can't take place this year in the town hall, which is run by the local group of Camera, which is the Campaign for Real Ale. So I suppose us knights in shining armour, ourselves and two other pubs, the Prince Rupert and the Castle Pub, along with ourselves, have stepped into the breach and decided that starting a week tomorrow, the 26th of January, for 4 days, we will be holding a beer festival between the three pubs, which we've named the Bermuda Triangle, because we're all just off
liking that.
All just off Castlegate, and basically within a triangle of each other. We'll be having over 40 beers available between the three pubs. There's no beers clashing. Everyone will have something different. And like I say, three of, I think it's fair to say, very well-known pubs within Newark. The Prince Rupert was the Camera Pub of the Year last year, and Just Beer has the honour of just being voted last week the Camera Pub of the Year for the Newark branch for 2012. All three pubs are Good Beer Guide entries and have been for several years. So I think it's fair to say that people know that they're going to get quality ale from three exceedingly good pubs that Newark has to offer. And we like to think that we will plug the gap that's unfortunately for this year been left by, like I say, the main town hall beer festival not taking place.
Is it an expensive pint, a pint of real ale?
Not in the scheme of things. It's certainly cheaper than the majority of the lagers and things. The average price these days for a pint of real ale, you're probably looking about $2.90-ish. It varies across the country. I mean, our price banding at the moment goes between £2.80 and £3.10 depending on the strength of the beer. But unfortunately, that's got no doubt another increase due shortly, because duty went up this last Monday. So we keep getting stung on that, unfortunately. There's nothing we
can
do.
And does that
have
an impact on people's spending habits?
I think it does, to be honest with you, in this day and age, because, like I say, money is that tight. You know, one of the first things that goes is leisure, isn't it? Your disposable income's tight. Pubs are struggling. I must add to that straight away that, you know, we're a niche market, but a growing niche market, and, you know, we don't seem to get affected very much by the general trends of pub going out there. But, you know, it's always a concern, because it's, you know, fellow landlords out there, some of them are finding it extremely difficult at the moment. We will obviously always champion the fact that, as far as we're concerned, real ale is the way forward.
Duncan, thanks for coming in today. Really good to meet with you. Just quickly remind us, the Real Ale Festival in Newark is when?
It's taking place on Thursday the 26th to Sunday the 29th of January between the Prince Rupert, Just Beer Micro Pub and the Castle.
Good to meet you, Duncan. Thank you.
Thank you very much.